Box office, Ralph 3 peaks at number 1, Aquaman breaks records in China. By Breitbart News on December 10, 2018. New York, AP, in the calm before the Christmas storm at the box office, Ralph breaks the internet remained number 1 for the third straight week. While the upcoming DC Comics superhero film Aquaman arrived with a cannonball-sized splash in Chinese theaters. For the second week in a row, no new wide releases opened in North American theaters, allowing Disney's animated sequel to again lead domestic ticket sales with $16.1 million, according to studio estimates Sunday. The top six films at the box office were all unchanged. Universal's The Grinch, still a major draw in its fifth weekend, trailed in second with $15.2 million. But the weekend's biggest new rival was in China, where Warner Brothers' Aquaman debuted with $93.6 million in ticket sales. That marked a new opening weekend record for both Warner Brothers and DC in China. Considering the checkered recent history of DC films, Justice League, Suicide Squad, the big launch in China was a promising sign for the spin-off starring Jason Momoa. Adding to the success of Wonder Woman, this is a really solid performance and portends big numbers for North America in 2 weeks when it opens, said Paul Dergrabedian, senior media analyst for Comscore. This is a movie, along with Mary Poppins Returns and Bumblebee and other movies, that's going to give December that boost that a Star Wars movie would give us. Aquaman will expand to 40 international countries next week and arrive in North American theaters December 21st. Aquaman wasn't the only big-budget holiday season release receiving a lift this week. Paramount's Transformers prequel Bumblebee played a one-night sneak preview in 326 theaters nationwide ahead of its December 21 release. Paramount declined to share ticket figures, but domestic distribution chief Kyle Davis said theaters were mostly sold out. Perhaps more importantly, the film directed by Travis Knight and starring Hailee Steinfeld aided its word of mouth with largely glowing reviews, a rarity for the Transformers franchise. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns, due out December 19, also helped its cause with four Golden Globe nominations Thursday, including Best Picture, Comedy or Musical, and acting nods for Emily Blunt and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yorgos Lanthimos' comic period drama The Favorite continued to pick up steam. The acclaimed Fox Searchlight release, starring Olivia Colman, Emma Stone, and Rachel Weisz, expanded into 91 theaters over the weekend to gross $1.4 million, $15,000 per theater. A more traditional royal drama, Mary Queen of Scots, also opened strongly in limited release. The Focus Features title, starring Saoirse Ronan as Mary Stuart and Margot Robbie as Elizabeth I, debuted in four theaters with a robust $50,045 per theater average. Lee Spinell, president of distribution for Focus, said the film's modern spin made it resonate with audiences in a powerful way, paralleling so much of what is still going on today for women. Also opening in limited release were Ben Is Back, the family addiction drama with Julia Roberts and Lucas Hedges, a $20,243 per theater average in four theaters, and the caustic pop music critique Vox Lux, with Natalie Portman, a $27,000 per theater average in six theaters. To commemorate the 25th anniversary of Steven Spielberg's Schindler's List, Universal re-released the Holocaust epic in 1,029 theaters. But it failed to turn out large crowds, grossing a modest $551,000. Next weekend, the box office is expected to be significantly busier with the release of Spider-Man: Into the Spider-Verse, Once Upon a Deadpool and Clint Eastwood's The Mule and Mortal Engines. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Where available, the latest international numbers for Friday through Sunday are also included.